Hey there, it's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. More places around the world are trying to create their own ag tech hubs. Now, some might say this is simply to wean their countries off of imports coming from places like the United States. But there's more to it than that, says Dr. Tarek Benhendi of the Abu Dhabi Investment Office.
For us, making sure that the crops that grow in Abu Dhabi, not just at the 30,000 farms, but all the new farms that we're looking to create, all the new indoor farming, the vertical farming, the new types of technology that are coming out is very important. But so is the transportation of goods, from the U.S., for example, all the way to Abu Dhabi in as efficient a time frame as possible so that it's still fresh when it gets here, so that we're managing that cooling from the U.S. all the way here. Because it's very easy to transport stuff over the winter between the U.S. and the UAE. It's incredibly challenging to do that over the summer when if you leave that crop out on a runway for more than a couple hours, it's ruined.
Dr. Tarek and others are trying to bring innovative companies to the United Arab Emirates to not only produce more food in the region, but also to provide the ideas to solve some of the world's most pressing problems.
Energy efficiency and water efficiency, and that's driving a lot of the narrative around ag tech and beyond ag tech.
With the U.S. relying heavily on foreign markets for our exports, it's important to know how people abroad are viewing the future of farming. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hammerich with your Farm of the Future report.